Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll look at chapter 7 of our study from the book Commentaries on the Quran, which, as I shared with you before, we do not know who exactly put this book in a written form. But on chapter 7, amazingly or coincidentally, the author of that book wrote the Quran, which is written on seven letters. The word seven letters is a dilemma which we will try to do our best in this broadcast to explain to you, our dear listeners. What is seven letters of the Quran? It's very simple for Muslims all over the world to continue to repeat the lies which they have heard from their ancestors, that perhaps their children and their grandchildren will repeat it to the next generation, and Muslims will continue to believe that we do have in Islam one holy Quran. After all, I can share with you many of the verses of the Quran which clearly said that it is pure Arabic, easy to understand for all those who will read it. When in reality, as I shared with you before, that when you read the Quran, you see that it is not pure Arabic and it is not clear book either, because we do have many foreign languages in the Quran. If you will read my actual translation of the Quran, the generous Quran in the English language, you will discover that there are Hebrew words in the Quran, there are Greek words in the Quran, there are Syriac words in the Quran, and there are Latin words in the Quran, there are Coptic words in the Quran. There are 279 words. These are the one I discovered in the Quran to come from foreign languages, which means that the Quran is not pure Arabic as Allah claimed in the Quran, or as Muslims continue to repeat their lies the last 1400 years. Add to that, it is not clear book, for it is hard to understand many of its passages. What about these seven letters of the Quran? Once again, Muslims claim that the Quran is one Quran, never been changed, never lost a word or a letter from the days of Muhammad until today. When in reality, we know, as we have seen so far, and we'll continue to investigate that in our study, the Quran has changed so many times. As a matter of fact, we have shared with you the lies of the Muslims that there was always one pure Quran written by Muhammad, or according to the direction of Muhammad to his companions, when in reality we discovered that Muhammad never asked any of his companions to put the Quran in a written form, which means Muslims never have a Quran, not in Muhammad days, not even after his death. And we have given to you enough evidence to prove that throughout our study. There was not one Quran written in the lifetime of the first successors after Muhammad. And they did their best to make up that Quran for us. And the more we investigate in the writings of Muslim scholars, the more we know for sure that throughout the early days of Islam, Muslims tried to do their best to come up with a good Quran. Especially recently, as they tried to put the Quran in foreign languages. But Muslims always claim that you can only understand the Quran in the Arabic language, because that is the pure language which Allah descended the Quran on Muhammad with. But from our study today, we find out actually there was not just one Quran, but there were seven. And Muslim scholars disagree about what does Allah mean seven. That is seven, and you listen to the word in the Arabic language, ahruf. Now, the problem, not just with me, but even with Muslim scholars, what does Allah mean by the word ahruf? First of all, let me share with you a very important verse in the Quran, which most likely will get us more confused about the Quran and the word seven ahruf. And that is by reading Quran chapter 15 and verse 87. For there we read, "And indeed, we have given you seven of the Mathani, non-Arabic word, from the Aramaic origin, which means repeated, and the great Quran. So let me repeat the verse again. And indeed, we here is Allah, have given you here is Muhammad, seven of the repeated and the great Quran. So far, we do not know what Allah is talking about. What is the seven things which Allah repeat in the Quran? Let me share with you some of the great Muslim scholars' interpretation to that verse. For example, Ibn Kathir said, scholars disagree in the interpretation of the word seven here in Quran chapter 15 and verse 87. So here is some opinions of Muslim scholars. And by the way, that is a norm, for we know Muslim scholars always disagree about almost interpretation of many of the verses of the Quran, which is a great evidence that the Quran is not a clear book. If it is clear, why do we have many different opinions, and why do we have any need for anybody to interpret the Quran to us? Here is the first opinion. Some of them, these are Muslim scholars, said these are the seven long chapters of the Quran. Because as we know, some of the chapters of the Quran are short, as you see in the last 40 chapters of the Quran, or some are long, like in the case of the second chapter of the Quran, which is a book of Kaw, which contain 286 verses. But even though they said that, but Muslim scholars disagree which seven Allah is speaking of. So some of them said that they are the book of Kaw, the book of Al-Amran, the book of women, the book of table, the book of the cattle, and the book of Al-A'raf, and the book of Yunus. But others said, no, these seven chapters are the book of Kaw, the book of Al-Amran, and the book of women, and the book of the table, and the book of the cattle, and the book of Al-A'raf, and the books of Anfal, the spoil of war, and the book of innocent, as these two chapters, chapter number 8 and chapter 9, to be one chapter. Then Muslim scholars added some very unique information by saying these chapters were given only to Muhammad. Nobody else have received such chapters. But in the same time, they are telling us that no, actually Moses received six books, and when he got upset and he threw the boards off his hands, he lost two. Two of the chapters of Moses were gone, and we ended with four chapters. But in the case of Muhammad, he has these seven large chapters. By the way, we know that only the Ten Commandments were written on these two stones. And God wrote a new one for Moses. And by the way, Moses did not write four books, but five. These are what we know by the Torah, which are the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. You see, all the information we receive from so-called Muslim scholars, not only confusion about their own books, but it is simply pure lies about our books. Now, let me share with you another different opinion. By the way, there are many opinions about the interpretation to that verse, Quran chapter 15 and verse 87. But here is a second opinion. They actually said that the meaning of these seven repeated words is Quran chapter 1, which now is one of the smallest chapters of the Quran. And they said the reason Muhammad said that is what Allah meant by the seven repeated words of Allah, it is because that chapter Muslims repeat throughout their prayers. And some actually come up with the idea that because there are seven verses in Quran chapter 1. But let me remind you, my dear friends, as we have covered in the past, Muslim scholars disagree about if the statement in the name of Allah, the merciful, is part of Quran chapter 1 or not. As, let me remind you, some Muslim scholars are teaching us that the entire Quran chapter 1 is not actually part of the Quran. That's why some Qurans in the early days of Islam did not include Quran chapter 1. More important than that, we know for sure that there was no numbers on verses in the Quran. These were added later. Therefore, how in the world do Muslims say that Quran chapter 1 contains seven verses when in reality, when it was written just as one paragraph? And Muslim scholars went on and on and on with many different opinions of the interpretation of Quran 15, verse 87. And believe me, if we have the time, we'll cover it, but that will take a good 3-4 programs and it will be nothing but waste of my time and your time.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking 2-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now let's go back to our book, The Commentary on the Quran, to see what Muslim scholars said about the 7 letters of the Quran. Muhammad said that the Quran was sent on him on 7 different ahruf, 7 different letters. So read what is easy from it for you. What easy of what? Of the 7s. Pick up which one of the 7 Qurans you like, memorize, and recite. Which means he's talking about the entire Quran, not 7 chapters of the Quran, long or short, or not chapter 1, which Muslims claim to be the answer for the meaning of Quran chapter 15 and verse 87. Now let me remind you of a story I shared with you in the past. When Umar brought Hisham ibn Hakim to Muhammad, as he dragged him by his clothes from his neck, he was reading from the book of Furqan. The book of Furqan is book chapter 25 in the Quran. That man, Hisham ibn Hakim, was reading that chapter in the mosque. And there was a huge discussion between Umar and Hisham, because Umar claimed that Hisham was reciting the Quran in wrong words. He was not reciting the Quran accurately. He was simply making mistakes in his recitation. And by the way, this is what normally happens with me. When I read the Quran in the Arabic language and I make an error for pronouncing some specific words, Muslim will jump and dance. Here he is, Usama, the scholar of Islam, knows nothing about the Quran because he simply cannot read the Quran accurately. He is pronouncing the words wrong, which will give us a different meaning than that which Allah meant by giving us his words, the words of the Quran. And I cannot help it but to laugh. Why do I laugh? Because I can read the Quran any way, shape, or form I wish, as we know that there are many ways you can read the Quran. This is the study of today. And all of them are accurate, as long as you don't change a sentence from a blessing to a curse or from a curse to a blessing. As a matter of fact, this was the problem of all the Muslims who are reading the Quran from the days of Muhammad until today in many different Qurans in the Arabic language. But in any way, when Umar and Hisham stood up before Muhammad, Muhammad asked each one of these gentlemen to recite the verses of the Quran. That is Quran chapter 25. So they both recited it in different wordings, in different sentences. And Muhammad said, after each one of them recited the Quran, that that was accurate. The recitation of these verses were accurate, even though they're both different. And that's when Muhammad explained the mystery of the 7 letters. That is, when Muhammad was asked by one angel to recite the Quran in one form,
And Muhammad did.
But then Muhammad said, this will be difficult for my people, for those who will believe in Islam and follow me. So Muhammad somehow asked a permission to read the Quran in different words. And that's when Muhammad was given permission from the other angel to recite the Quran in a different form. And that continued to be until Muhammad recited the Quran, that is the entire Quran, in seven different ways. Now we know that there was not one Quran in Muhammad's days, but there were actually seven different Qurans. And Muhammad ended his propaganda by telling Omar and Hisham, each and every one of these recitations are blessing. As long as you don't change any of the verses of the Quran from a curse to a blessing or from a blessing to a curse. Now we know actually what Allah meant in Quran chapter 15 and verse 87. And indeed, we have given you seven of the repeated and the great Quran. Now let us examine the Arabic Quran we have in the world today. Do we have just one Quran or do we have seven different Qurans? We have one Quran. What happened to the other six Qurans? Oh, that is when we know that Osman ibn Affan, the third successor after the death of Muhammad to the Muslim people, did. He actually made his own copy, which we call the Osmani Quran, and he burned all other Qurans. Wow. I remember when Pastor Terry Jones burned a copy of the Quran, which is written in the English language in Gainesville, Florida. And the Muslim world went in chaos. How dare that man to burn the holy word of Allah in the Quran? But I wonder, did anybody complain about Khalifa Osman, the successor, the leader of the Muslim world, to burn seven original Qurans? But believe it or not, the problem even is bigger than that. Why? Because in reality today, my friends, we do have more than 30 copies of the Quran. 34, I believe, the number we have so far. And as I shared with you before, there are many differences in words between these Qurans. The number of words we have collected so far, where there are differences between one Quran and the others in the Arabic language, we're talking about 29,000 words. Muslim scholars give us different interpretation for these seven ahruf. Once again, some of them said that there are seven languages, but they disagree about what language they're talking about. For example, Abu Ubaidah said it is the language of Quraysh, Hazil, Saqif, Huzan, Kinana, Tamim, and the Yemen languages. But others said no, they're actually the language of Aknaf, Hawazin, Sa'd, Saqif, Kinana, Hazil, and Quraysh, and two languages of all the Arab people. What is so amazing, a man by the name Al-Jizri, who said that he actually spent more than 30 years studying that problem, the problem of the seven ahruf of the Quran. And then he said, until Allah opened his chest, mean Allah gave him an understanding, which he said, he hoped that it is an accurate interpretation. And that is when he said, listen carefully, he followed the readings of the Quran, the correct and the abnormal, the weak and the denied. And that's when he come up to the meaning of the seven ahruf of the Quran. Notice this Muslim scholar spent 30 years studying and reading different Qurans, which means years and years ago, during the life of Ibn al-Jizri, there were many Qurans existed among the Muslim scholars to read and figure out which one is the accurate. Then he said to us some astonishing information that some of the verses of the Quran have different writings, but that will not actually change the meaning or the looks of these words of the Quran. Some have different meanings, even though they're written in the same way, but depend how you pronounce these words. Sometimes he said many of these verses of the Quran are written in different orders. So it will read, they were killed and they were killing, or they were killing and they were killed. Some of them have more or some of them have less. And then that great scholar Ibn al-Jizri said he found out that other Muslim scholars were doing the same thing like he was doing, trying to understand the problem of the seven letters of the Quran. What is amazing that Muslim scholars are telling us the wisdom of God to give Muhammad 7 different Qurans, it is to make it easy for the Muslim people to read it according to their writings. Then that Muslim great scholar Ibn al-Jizri said, if he would write all what he learned about the 7 Qurans, that would require 2 huge volumes to cover the materials on that topic. Now, Muslim assured us that there are differences in the Quran could reach out to 12,000 words. That is not even counting the hundreds of verses which we have the problem of abrogation in them, as we covered in our last 2 broadcasts. Now, there are differences in the Quran which came as a result of different timing and different places. But when we compare that which is written in the Quran by the true holy words of God, the Bible, we will find that there is not one time in any of the writing of the 66 books of the Holy Bible that we see any of the truthful prophet put us in that chaos, for the writings were guided by the Holy Spirit 100%. All the time, they wrote what God said, and what God said is what is written. And he meant by what he said one thing, which is the truth. As for the differences in the reading of the Quran, it is, as we have shared, are in the thousands. And when we look at the differences in the hadith, which is the saying of Muhammad, we find that it will go to the hundreds of thousands. So now we ask the question, do you really still believe that there was one pure Quran from the days of Muhammad until today? Or maybe now we find the truth that this is simply a lie which Muslims continue to repeat throughout the last 1400 years. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.